Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to another Bone Business here on CannabisRadio.com, and we're glad to again bring on a returning guest. She is a nationally recognized marketer with a background across cannabis, fashion, beauty, and wellness, recognized among Green Entrepreneur's list of the top 25 brands that killed it in marketing in 2019, awarded three Cannabis Clio Awards, and she has joined to a new outfit now. She is now Senior Vice President of Corporate Development and Investor Relations at C-Cell. And she's playing a pivotal role in driving the company's growth and innovation. Welcoming you back to the program, Angela Pye. Thanks for being back with us.
Thank you so much for bringing me back on. Just a slight correction there. Global Chief Marketing Officer at C-Cell.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it has moved up, has moved quite a bit up. Global Chief Marketing Officer. Okay, going to fix that real quick here. Let me just do that. Hold on a second.
No worries.
I just need it on my notes, so if I refer back to it, I'm going to just make sure I got that right.
Okay. No, absolutely.
So, Angel, you spoke with us last year, and now you've joined C-Cell. And one of the things we noticed that you had participated in was at Flower Expo Michigan earlier in the summer on a panel titled Elevating Cannabis Business, Innovations in Retail, Marketing, and Technology. So I wanted to get your take first about the direction of C-Cell's growth and innovation, and the long-term vision for the company, particularly in terms of expanding influence globally and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in cannabis extraction technology that was explored on that panel.
Wow. Okay. Huge topic. I mean, obviously, we're touching on a lot of different aspects in terms of where C-Cell has been in the past to where C-Cell is going right now.
But so, if you can give me kind of like a table of what you see coming into C-Cell yourself and what you told the audience at Flower Expo.
Yeah, I really see that the opportunity where, as a technology company within the cannabis industry that has really been revolutionary in terms of changing our relationship to the cannabis plant. You know, before 2016, we really didn't have a very reliable way of taking our flower on the go with us in the way that we do. And now we're looking at a vape category that is the second biggest category within the cannabis industry. And I think a lot of really special moments are possible because we can take our cannabis on the go with the ease and the functionality that we have been, you know, with the development and the advancement of oil extraction, craft extractors, and then really looking at bringing that true to flower experience for consumers. And hardware has to come a long way to be able to support some of the best and the most conscientious brands within our industry, right? So when we saw the, you know, ceramic core carts in 510s to now more of the convenient all-in-one devices, what's that evolution look like? What are consumers looking for? And I think from a global standpoint, when we look at cannabis, there's also a bit of learning to be had when you look at e-cigarette or in the nicotine side of the business as well. So bear in mind that cannabis is unique, but there are also consumer behaviors that are being developed from outside of the cannabis industry that us on the hardware and technology side can really pay attention to, and then different methodologies that oil extractors and really craft growers are bringing in with that intentionality into the industry. And on that panel, we were also talking about what is the biggest opportunity within our industry, especially at the retail level. And my answer is in support of budtenders, you know, with the hundreds of thousands of budtenders within the cannabis industry who are, you know, in most part hourly employees, but they're the ones who are really at the forefront and at the front lines of really building relationship and trust and educating consumers when they're coming into a retail environment. They are our biggest opportunity because they're going to be able to really help give a fantastic first experience. They're the ones who are imparting knowledge. They're the ones who are really addressing what patients and consumers are coming into a dispensary for. And unlike most industries or categories, when a consumer walks into this dispensary, they are already predisposed to wanting to pick something up, right? So what is that interaction between the budtender and the patient or consumer when they're coming into a store? How are they guided in their purchase journey? And how does that budtender, with their understanding of product form factors, categories, hardware, make that difference so that the that patient or consumer walks out of the door, you know, spent their hard-earned money to be able to have a favorable and beneficial experience?
When you bring up budtenders, I want to get your idea of, I believe it's technology that will help to evolve the role of the budtender and the dispensary in terms of what's going to be made available in point of sale technology, which is coming across the board now. And more than taking on the advice, or I mean, obviously the budtender should be able to know inventory, should be able to know what's available in store, as opposed to actually asking for any kind of input of theirs as to what they think would be best choices, that there's going to be a lot more in terms of user behavior, or what's going to be known about what the user comes in with, what they've been best known to go ahead and buy, and the algorithm within that technology helps them, the budtender, to go ahead and give better choices to the customer.
Yes, both from the budtender aspect in terms of better training, digitally, in person, great education platforms that are developing and being made available to budtenders, as well as their own retail company providing in-depth education. And also to the consumer and the patient who's coming in, they already have a number of resources available to them if they're doing a little bit of homework and a little bit of research before they walk into a store at the counter. So you're right, you know, as education develops and becomes much more robust, there's a way of having a more favorable consumer shopping experience. And that's going to change consumer behavior as well.
The same way we talk about artificial intelligence, it still matters that there's a human component, an emotional component that comes along. So there's an understanding of your customers who come in and really having a good awareness and a good camaraderie with who comes in on a regular basis to create that relationship that continues to exist going forward. The other thing is that what you've done now in your role here as Global Chief Marketing Officer, that your career leading up to C-Cell is expansive. We talked about it quite a bit on the last interview with a previous outlet who you were with. And we were talking about how in a 15-month span, you had launched 2 new brands, 70 new products, while directing an existing portfolio of 12 brands within. And then we talked about, of course, about the awards you've won, being the Green Market Report's 2023 Women's Leadership Award at the Science and Research category, and also being recognized among the top 100 most influential people in cannabis, nominated by Global Cannabis Times. So there's a lot of the accolades we talked about last time around. And now that you're here into a different environment, we're going to talk more about what you're doing differently now in this new role of C-Cell. But talk about how you've been able to go and leave an indelible impact any stop on your journey and what you hope to accomplish at C-Cell.
Gosh, this industry is nothing like any other industry I've been involved in. So I came into cannabis in 2019, still relatively recent, you know. I would say under any condition, we succeed because the people around us help us and support us to succeed. So identifying who your advocates are, who the knowledge keepers are, and really demonstrating a commitment to understanding how that business is run. And then in every cannabis company that I've worked in, I have dug to understand what's the origin story, what's the founder experience, what is their truth, what is their ambition, and try to bring it together in a way that helps them, the people, as well as the brands, connect the dots in terms of what's the opportunity, identifying that opportunity, and then bringing together a group of people within the company who can help bring those opportunities into fruition. So, and then pacing super fast, because as you know, things and dynamics happen really, really quickly in our industry. What's going to be insightful today might be obsolete tomorrow. So we need to kind of bring to market products and initiatives probably more on a 3 to 6 month basis rather than in the non-cannabis industry where you've got 18, 24 months
right.
to bring about change, to bring about new products, to look at creating initiatives. We just don't have the tolerance for that in this industry. So when you look at creating impact, it's how quickly can you identify where the gaps are, how we can connect the dots, and understand the operation of the company so you can push these initiatives and opportunities forward. And I would say that's probably part of how I've been able to do things very, very quickly and make that impact wherever I've been.
It's a lot of ideas that you'll take within a particular campaign. As we said, to be able to do within a year and 3 months to put together 70 new products, that's a lot of ideas that are being brought into the ether to put together, and just saying, okay, we're not going to just go ahead and roll these out as in just some conventional fashion. As you said, in cannabis, we can go ahead and launch a plethora of brands, a plethora of products, and, you know, really just saturate the market. It's going to be possible. And why do you think it is that with that shorter span of time, you know, do you feel like that's better just because the industry incorporates it better? Or do you feel like there has to be that difference between what mainstream, what cannabis does?
One of the things I love about this industry is that information and truth bubbles up pretty quickly,
yeah.
whether you know something works or doesn't work. And then a couple of other factors. There's no first mover advantage in this industry, which is amazing. Because, you know, in other industries, you see first mover advantage because you're first to market with something, you're first to reach a certain consumer, you're the first to innovate or disrupt. So first mover advantage in this industry is not long lasting, which means that there are other opportunities for more disruptive players and brands and companies and teams. And then second, the biggest budget doesn't give you the most sustainable impact. You know, we've seen a lot of large companies throw big budgets and create these, you know, I'm just going to be a little bit not kind. It's like these empty brands that don't have meaning, but they look real good on shelf.
Right.
And I don't say too many negative things.
No.
Like empty brands that look real pretty on shelf, but don't real have meaning. I think, you know, this industry has the ability to kind of like sniff the authenticity out very, very quickly.
You can get away with that in a CBD store, a head shop, or things like that, but you can't get away with that in your real conventional cannabis dispensary.
You absolutely can't. I mean, so if you walk into, you know, if you walk into a Target, right, you're going to see a lot of brands in there that are household brands that are real wholesale brands, and then you're going to see a whole lot of brands that look super pretty, but those are actually Target house brands, and they don't have a meaning. They don't have a story. They don't have a founder. And it's, you know, an enticing alternative, right? But when you walk into a dispensary, you have your house brands. That house brand is backed by a retailer, and that retailer has a direct relationship with the patient or consumer. And then you have wholesale brands that are built on founder values You have brands that mean something, that has built a ecosystem of beloved consumers and shoppers because they put in the effort to really understand consumer behavior, to understand what the challenges are, and continue to innovate and develop to engender that love from their patient or their consumers, and also from their retail partners. So I think it's really fascinating when we talk about this topic, because there are layers to uncover.
Right. We're going to come back, but after a short commercial break, Angel, I want to go ahead and talk more about your new role at CISO, because one of the things I know you see here is that it's one of the first times you get to really something really ambitious for you in the career since 2019, now working in the ancillary or non-plant touching side of things, and what this means for you and what you're going to do to go forward. We'll talk about that, research development when it comes to CCell, which is around since 2016. And we've actually had CCell quite a bit on our program as well. We'll go ahead and talk more and put everything all together. I'm here again with Angela Pye, the Global Chief Marketing Officer at CCell, here on Blunt Business, back with more questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're back with more Blunt Business. I'm here with Angela Pye, Global Chief Marketing Officer at CCell. And if you want to go look at the website and look at the constant word right now in terms of premium vaporizers, cartridges, pods, batteries, and more. Website is ccell.com, double C-E-L-L.com. And upon entering into CCell, Angela, you also spoke with the folks at Cannabis Now. They reported that your new role marks your first time working the ancillary or non-plant touching side of things, and this reflects the multifaceted nature of your work, allowing to you to explore the unknowns and set new standards. And you told them, quote, "One of the things that excites me is doing something that hasn't been done before. In our ecosystem of cannabis, there's more allowance for that." So expand with me on that point, where you want to go with what will be the unknowns and new standards that you're looking to get and set here at CCell that you see that are possible.
Great question. So in the regulated part of our industry, where marketing tools and channels are very restricted, there are a lot of things that we can do. There are a lot of things that we can't do. And as an ancillary non-plant touching brand, there are things that we can help activate for our customers, right? So when I say customers, these are brands. We are B2B2C type business model. When our customers, like, you know, Aero, Curaleaf, Cresco, GTI, you know, big brands to more love regional brands like, you know, Jetty, Heavy Hitters. When they do well, we do well. So how can we help our customers reach their audience and actually drive attribution? Well, this is something that I've been working on in the last 4 months. So I've been at CCell since the middle of April. Is how can CCell help develop an omni-channel type campaign for our customers? I'm sorry if there's a little bit of outside noise.
Oh, no, I don't hear anything.
So how can we help develop omni-channel campaigns for our customers in the way that they haven't been supported before from a strategic marketing and a strategic partnership standpoint? We're looking at ways where we're actually driving traffic for our customers. We're looking at ways where we can educate budtenders and consumers on behalf of our brand customers. And we're looking at ways in which we are joined with them to be able to build better marketing campaigns that have true measurable attribution. So these are things that I'm working on in real time right now. That's really exciting that we're bringing to our partners' conversations, our customers' conversation. And I think by the end of the year, we'll probably be able to report back how are those initiatives and campaigns coming along. And at this moment, I don't know if there's any other ancillary hardware technology company that are supporting their customers in the ways that we are. So in terms of taking...
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All the things that I know in cannabis marketing and helping our customers be even more effective.
With coming into the area of the vape cartridges, pods, batteries, and like technology that's being done now at CISO, the one thing I always think about when it comes down to is you're coming into the space where, you know, there's in that constant evolution now. And I've talked with quite a few people in terms of professors or other vape companies and the change for those that have gotten, you know, for customer behavior to change away from the e-cigarettes or the nicotine-based vapes that have been out there to convert more into cannabis-based vapes. Also, the fact that, you know, that the technology that's being put in place is very safe, that it can handle at certain temperatures, and there's not any kind of instability or volatility that can be on with any device. There's been a lot of work I know the CISO does on that. So tell me about their work in terms of the technology, the craftsmanship that you've seen so far, and the integrity reputation they bring along, how much easier it makes it for you to market their products.
Well, it's always easier to market for a company and a brand when there's a lot of support and there's a lot of built-in rigor in what they do. Let me share with you some numbers. So CISO allocates 10% of its annual revenue towards R&D every single year. That's significant. I mean, a lot of companies don't even allocate 10% of their revenue to marketing, right?
Right.
But they allocate 10% of their revenue every year towards R&D. So we have over 100 PhD scientists and engineers on our R&D and product development teams. So we're talking about really experienced and expert talent that we have on our product and research and development teams, both here in the U.S. as well as overseas. And we're located in Indonesia as well as in China in terms of our operations. And we bring about a more global view into what's next in terms of product development. And every new device that's being developed, it goes through rounds and rounds of testing. We have a lab in Phoenix, Arizona that we've invested $100 million just in terms of equipment to be able to develop and to make sure that we're bringing to market the safest devices into the cannabis industry.
At the moment, CISO is producing up to 33 million vapors per month. That's quite a yield out there and quite a bit of inventory you're going to push out there to market. And when you look at it, I mean, with the changes been going on, stats are saying and supporting quite a bit that people are going, they want to go and vape and they want to go and sway away from non-cannabis related vape products. So, you know, besides the growth of the market based on new states going green lit for adult use or medical use or countries for that matter, but when you look at the growth and when you look at the level of production that needs to be done while maintaining safety measures in China and Indonesia and the U.S., talk about the whole work on that, just to, so there's a uniformity in place so that no matter what, there is not one CISO product that is not given the same level of safety and expertise and craftsmanship that's going to be very durable, stable, and will be, you know, you can back it up with anything because it's always going to be a quality product every time.
Absolutely. And our customers rely on us to have the lowest fail rate within the industry. And that's why customers stay with us and have come back to us when they've tried other competitive products. So, nobody wants their product to be returned, right? And consumers
right.
would never want to walk out, be able to hit on their vape a couple of times and have it not taste well or fail or leak. And so that level of reliability is something that's between the device and the brand, right? But it's also right. between the brand and us who support them.
And I remember last time we talked, we also talked about the fact that when you were to get a good understanding of what you're going to be marketing, that in the plant touching companies you worked with, you definitely were in-house. You went into the grows, you went to the cultivation, the greenhouses, and you went and saw how it was being done. You definitely wanted to get hands-on with what you're doing there. Have you been able to do the same? Is that something you're looking to do right now with CCell?
Absolutely. I have the benefit of having been in this industry for a number of years and worked in companies that are fully vertical. And also, I love going to grows and to visit with cultivators and understanding what excites them, what they want to bring to market. And that extraction part of either, you know, they have an extraction team that can help them bring their, all the efforts that they put into in terms of cultivating the plant to the consumer, but in oil form, and also to companies that are just master extractors that have worked with strong cultivation teams that they procure from and actually define and decide on what they want in terms of different cultivars to be able to bring. And we're seeing more craft cultivators reach out and kind of evaluate and explore how they can take the fruits of their labor and bring it into a different form factor. We've worked very, very closely with a number of companies to be able to do that. That's constantly calibrating the device even before it's been launched, making sure the right temperature is set so that you're not burning off the terpenes and you're maintaining the integrity of the flavor. And then the safety aspect of it as well. So that something that we're going to lead on to when we talk about the vision box, the two biggest challenges within vapes is the burn in terms of that burnt taste and then clogging or leaking. So there's some new technology that we're bringing to market with the vision box that's going to be able to solve for those.
And we're going to table that. We're going to talk about that coming up after the break. And also just get a good look at the plethora of products that you have available when you look at the website, CCELL.com. You can look at the various products when it comes to the cartridges, 510 batteries, pod systems, all-in-ones, at various number of products we've talked about before when it comes to the Rosin Bar or when it comes to the Evo Max and other things like that. But again, we're going to talk about the Vision Box. We're going to learn more about that. I'm here with Angela Pai, the Global Chief Marketing Officer at CCELL. Here on Blunt Business, back with final questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're in the home stretch. Final questions right now with Angela Pai, Global Chief Marketing Officer at CCELL here on Blunt Business. And just last month as we're recording this program, CCELL recently announced the debut of its new generation smart all-in-one vaporizers alongside a refreshed brand identity, which is really about your unwavering commitment at CCELL to power the cannabis industry from the core with relentless technological vision. You have the Vision Box series, which includes the Vision Box and Vision Box Elite. They're all-in-one vaporizers with smart displays, enabling users to view battery levels and voltage settings while consuming. And these vaporizers feature the world's first anti-burn and anti-clogging technologies with an intelligent temperature monitoring system, ensuring zero burnt taste and a multi-purpose slide switch to prevent clogs and seal in aromas. Now, I mentioned with other companies as well before is that I feel like, well, there's a Professor Peshman, and I forget, University of California, was it Irvine? I can't remember right now. But the thing is, I remember we were talking more about vape technology and the purchasing of more permanent vapes as opposed to disposables. Obviously, it feels like the Vision Box and Vision Box Elite really goes into that realm and what you're offering because of all the extra smart technology you have into this. Talk to me about the Vision Box series.
Sure. Let's go right in and talk about the new technology with the biggest challenges within vapes in terms of burnt taste and clogging or leaking, right? When your vape device overheats or gets hit too many times and it just burns once, Every pull after that is going to taste burnt. It's just the nature of how devices are. And in order to mitigate that and I think the anti-burn technology is really important for two core reasons. One is for safety, right? And the second one is for the flavorful consumption experience. So let's tackle safety first. With safety, if you're overheating or your device is overburning, it is going, it has the potential of leaking unwanted elements into your oil, and you definitely do not want to be consuming a device that's going to be reaching that level. So for safety reasons, the anti-burn technology, basically, once it reaches a temperature that's not favorable, it's going to shut down your device. So it won't restart until it's at an optimal range. And also in terms of the favorable consumption experience, you don't want that burnt taste, right? You want to be able to, taste the terpenes. You want to be able to taste the oil and not have it, you know, burn. So for both reasons, the anti-burn technology, which, you know, it will be available on the website with a really cool sexy science video that explains how this anti-burn technology really works. And it's also on a flat heating element with the porosity of the holes that are more uniform in size, right, and also just more evenly spaced out in terms of the heating core and the heating element. And our scientists, our PhD scientists, are the ones who create this and develop this for that technology. And the second part, which is the anti-clogging or anti-leaking, because there is a little toggle on our vision box, what that does is it closes the air and seals the vacuum of the air so that oil doesn't get pushed out, and it won't create the clog or the leak. It kind of basically balances. It's really cool in terms of physics, right? That anti-clogging capability will make sure that you're able to enjoy your vape all the way through. And it has the added benefit of, let's say you left it in a car or left it in your bag. If the device toggle is closed off for anti-clogging, it will also mitigate from any of the smell of the cannabis seeping into your bag or into your car. So there's also that discretion that comes with it. Now, as we think about all-in-one devices that are so prevalent right now and probably the fastest growing segment within the vape category, there's an element of responsibility associated with that as well, because you're thinking about these all-in-one devices, the proliferation of them. As a company, we're also going to be announcing a campaign for recycling. And we also have devices that take up less energy and much more sustainable in its manufacturing. We have an EcoStar that you can remove the battery, and the casing of the device is actually biodegradable within 12 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. I love the look of the boxes, the vision boxes, by the way. It's a different color palette when I see what's the orange, there's a gold, there's white. The display itself, very prominent. And yeah, obviously, something with that contour of the vaping technology there is, just the way that people want to have it. But also, when I see people that are vaping, you know, in general, there is a particular shape they prefer as opposed to the pens. They'd rather have the vape devices where it's a little more just kind of more handheld, just a particular look. I just see it more common when I see people just go ahead and casually just go ahead and, you know, blowing smoke. They're using it. That's what they like to and prefer. Also, you're nice in pocket size as well. Mm-hmm. And when this was being put in the market, I mean, how much was this something that it was already in development, that was already getting ready to go and launch as you came in to CCell?
There are devices that were launched last year, the mini tank and also the tank, which are in a similar shape, that palm shape that you're looking for Vision Box. But the Vision Box has several benefits. It's that the new evolution of the technology, the shape of it is much more compact, but still at a size that feels good for your hand. And then inside, in terms of the heating element, is completely new generation from the ones that were launched last year. So I think that shape or form factor has been in development, and we're able to bring this new technology to the market this year.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, all the products I look in here, I see whether it's all capable, all oil capable that you have in here. They just look amazing.
The facility of distillate, yeah, resin, and also rosin.
Right. No, you don't feel the burn, a true to strain, taste vaporization, all different oils live, rosins, liquid diamonds. There's a whole lot you can go with this. And again, this is where they're working on these permanent, much more durable devices. This is what people are really putting themselves into and buying the cartridges after. So this is what people really want to get into. You have quite a few companies that are already being part in the process that are putting this into their own, putting their brand on it and getting out there and getting great results. Angel, I'm so glad you were able to make it here at the C-Cell and what you're going to do. Is there anything you can give us in terms of, is there anything that also is looking to be rolled out that you might have in terms of, say, with the holidays coming up or any other product right now that you, do you have anything right now that you are working on R&D at the moment that will be some other products that might be coming out, kind of going along with what you've done in the past?
Well, there's a lot of upstream technology and new innovations that's coming out, both in terms of the physical shape as well as the inside, just the technology of the heating element. But for this year, it's really about the Vision Box. Yeah. And in development are other devices that have dual chamber. You already started seeing that within the marketplace, but dual chamber that really works and mixes. And just better technology for our customers, because everybody's looking for that differentiated experience that makes the brand and its consumer relationship even tighter.
And also, again, that 10% that's being taken into research and development out of 33 million products a month being manufactured. Obviously, there's some real significant money being put back in and constantly being put into reinvestment and seeing what else can be done in innovation. This is wonderful. Angel, so real quickly, the website for sending viewers or listeners over, excuse me, is ccell.com, double C-E-double-L.com. I'll look for that. And if there's anything else you want to go and make mention of when it comes to people going to the website, what they should be doing, go ahead and direct them to what else they could be doing to go ahead and keep involved, or if, you know, customers here might be listening, you want to get their hands on the device.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is the best way. You can always DM me, Angela Pye. I'm always on LinkedIn. My email is angela.pih@smortech, smoretech.com. And I want to remind the viewers here is that, you know, having been in the cannabis industry since 2016, it really has played a significant role in powering the core of a really exciting movement. And we're not shying away from it. We continue to invest behind it. And, you know, when our customers do well, we do well.
Fantastic. Oh, one quick correction I'll make from our producers is that it was Professor Vestrin is with UC Irvine. I want to make sure I talk about that. The interview I just had recently on the program. But either which way, Angela, as always, glad to have you on here. And let's definitely look it down the line at other future appearance. I'll see how it all works out. And then we'll keep an eye on things, and we'll definitely keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Again, thank you, listeners, for listening to another Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.